Close your eyes. Allow yourself to relax into the state of consciousness you know as meditation. Allow the security and freedom of that inner space to envelop you as you move deeper and deeper into your meditative state. You find yourself walking along a path. You look down at the path and see that it is made of yellow brick. There are beautiful flowers bordering the yellow brick path. The flowers are the most unusual shades of blue and purple. You continue walking along the yellow brick path. You walk over a little bridge and you notice the clear waters of the stream running beneath. The yellow brick path leads to a courtyard. In this courtyard is a fountain. It is made of white marble. You sit at the side of the fountain. You watch as the water cascades down from the fountain and collects in the little pool surrounding it. You look into the pool. You notice that the pool is full of gold coins. There is a sign on the fountain. You lean closer to the sign and you read the inscription upon it. Welcome to the Wishing Fountain. Please leave your golden offering and make your wish. Why, this is a wishing fountain. You realize that this is exactly what you have been looking for. You realize, alas, that you have no golden coin to offer the wishing fountain. As you think about this, you notice a white dove fly into the courtyard. The dove lands next to you. You see a red ribbon around the dove's neck. You lean forward slowly so as not to startle the dove. The dove allows you to touch the red ribbon around its neck. The dove trusts you. You untie the red ribbon from the dove's neck. The dove flies away, back up into the sky and far beyond the courtyard. You look at the red ribbon in your hand. Tied to the red ribbon is a tiny little wooden barrel. You open the little wooden barrel. Inside, you find a tiny piece of paper. You unfold the piece of paper and you read the word written upon it. Alavanti. The word written on the piece of paper is Alavanti. What are you supposed to do with this? You think to yourself. You do not know what this means, yet you do feel that you are being guided. You feel as though you are involved in an adventure of some kind. A quest. A sacred quest. You feel you are inside someone's story. You feel as though you are inside your own story. You feel this quest you are following, this story that you are in, is magical. You stand up. And you clearly say the word written upon the paper. Alivanti. As soon as you say this word, you begin to hear a sound. It sounds like the clattering of horses' hooves. You keep listening. A beautiful brown horse trots into the courtyard. The horse comes up to you and stops next to you. The horse is wearing a chain around its neck with a silver name tag. You read the name tag. Alivanti. The horse's name is Alivanti. You have a strong feeling that you are to ride this beautiful horse. As soon as you have this thought, Alivanti, the beautiful brown horse, bows down, allowing you to climb upon his back. As soon as you sit upon his back, he begins to walk forward towards the other end of the courtyard. He then breaks into a slow trot, and as you leave the courtyard, you realize you are continuing along the yellow brick path. You relax and enjoy the ride. The rhythmic sounds of the horse's hooves on the yellow brick path are in time with your own heartbeat. After a while, you arrive at a little cottage. Alivanti stops. You notice the blue and purple daisies growing from the little cottage window boxes. They are very pretty. You notice the pale purple shutters on either side of the cottage windows. They have little love heart shapes cut into them. They are very pretty. Alivanti kneels down and you effortlessly slide down from his back. You look up and you stroke Alivanti's mane. You walk up to the cottage door. You gently knock upon this door. The cottage door opens naturally, and you again feel that magic, like you are a participant within an adventure. A character within your own story. You feel divinely guided. You feel welcomed here. And you feel as though you are supposed to walk inside the little cottage. So, you walk inside. In the cottage, there is a wooden rocking chair and a large wooden chest upon the floor. The wooden chest seems to be emanating with some kind of energy. You walk towards the chest. Upon the chest, you notice some words carved into the wood. You lean closer and you read the words. This chest belongs to you. It says your name. Your name is clearly carved into the wood. You knew you were being guided. You knew you were supposed to be here. This is indeed your story. Your sacred quest. You open the wooden chest. To your amazement, the chest is simply filled with little golden coins, exactly like the ones you saw in the water of the wishing fountain. Why, there must be hundreds, maybe thousands, of golden coins in here. Meaning I can make hundreds, if not thousands, of wishes, you think to yourself. But for now, you take just one golden coin. Now that you have found this special, magical place, you know you can return here, to this chest of golden coins, anytime you choose. And you know you can make as many wishes as you could want. You take the golden coin and walk back out of the cottage to Alivanti, the brown horse, who is waiting for you. Once again, Alivanti bows down and you climb upon his back. Take me back to the wishing fountain, please, Alivanti, you say. Alivanti once again begins his slow trot, clip-clop, clip-clop, along the yellow brick path. After a while, you arrive back at the courtyard. Alivante walks towards the wishing fountain. He once again kneels, and you slide effortlessly from his back. You look up at him, and you stroke his beautiful mane. "Thank you, Alivante," you say. Alivante bows his head, and he neighs, and then trots back out of the courtyard the same way he came in. You look at the golden coin in your hand. "So, what shall I wish for then?" you think to yourself. You take some time to think about what you will wish for. Once you have decided upon your wish, you let the golden coin drop from your hand into the little pool surrounding the fountain. You make your wish. You feel such contentment within. All is right with the world, you think to yourself, for you have made your wish. And you know, you simply know that it will come true. For indeed, is this not a magical place? Did you not embark on a sacred quest? You know your wish will come true, for you made your wish with a pure heart. You breathe deeply, this feeling of contentment and knowing. You smile. And then you walk back towards the yellow brick path. As you walk along the yellow brick path, you think about your wish. As you are thinking about your wish, you notice a black cat sitting upon the yellow brick path in front of you. "Well, hello," you say to the black cat. You notice a red ribbon tied around the black cat's neck. The cat walks up to you, and you stroke its beautiful black fur. The cat starts to purr, and it willingly lets you untie the red ribbon from around its neck. You notice a tiny wooden barrel tied to the red ribbon, just like the one that was tied to the red ribbon around the dove's neck. You open the tiny wooden barrel and take out the piece of paper inside. you read the words upon the piece of paper. With synchronicity, your wish flies, seen and witnessed by timeless eyes. On pure heart's wings, your inner voice sings, and the sun of manifestation will rise. The black cat runs past you along the yellow brick path. You continue walking as you contemplate the poem. With synchronicity, your wish flies. Seen and witnessed by timeless eyes. On pure heart's wings, your inner voice sings, and the sun of manifestation will rise. After a while, you once again come to the little bridge. You walk over the little bridge and you notice the clear waters of the stream running beneath it. You continue walking and once again you notice the beauty of the blue and purple flowers growing at either side of the yellow brick path. As you continue walking, you begin to feel the duality of self. You feel your dream body walking along the yellow brick path, and your physical body, eyes closed in meditation. Your awareness begins to come into your physical body. You are aware of your head, neck, and shoulders. Your awareness moves to your torso. You become aware of your arms. Your awareness moves to your hands and your fingers. You wiggle your fingers. Your images of the yellow brick path begin to fade as your awareness resides fully in your physical body. You become aware of your legs and your feet and your toes. You wiggle your toes. You feel rejuvenated, happy and excited. You are aware that a shift has taken place within you. Something very magical has occurred. You are now fully anchored within your physical body. You stretch or move in whatever way is comfortable. And when you are ready, only when you are ready, you open your eyes.